A double bind is any statement that gives the illusion of choice where there's number 14. A double bind is actually any statement that gives the illusion of choice when there is no choice. Would you prefer finishing this portion of the audio series now or later? Notice that there's the illusion of choice. Either you're going to finish it now or later, but really there is no choice because you're going to finish it at some point if you accept the presuppositions inherent in what it is that I asked you. So in sales, they've used double binds forever. Would you like me to stop by on Monday or Tuesday? I'll be in your area Monday or Tuesday of next week. Which one's more convenient for us to meet? Well, double binds have become real obvious in sales. I usually suggest that people use triple binds now. So I'll be out there Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday of next week. Which one would work best for you? Because it's a little less obtrusive. So a triple bind's a little less obtrusive. But a double bind is anything which gives the illusion of choice when there actually is no choice. So if you're a parent and you have a child, you could say, do you want to go to bed at 8:45 or 8:45? No choice there. That's a double bind. Would you like it in red or green? Is also another sales double bind. Double binds can be utilized in any type of communication. In sales, they're a little overused, so I tend to use triple binds, but they're still quite useful. Number 15 is a conversational postulate. It's any question that you ask that would normally get a yes or no response, but instead causes the person to take some action. If you want the person that you're communicating with to take some action, then the conversational postulate assists you in doing that without directly asking them. For example, if somebody walks through the door and leaves the door open and you say, can you close the door? That's normally a question that would get a yes or no response, but oftentimes they'll turn around and close the door as a result of it. So a conversational postulate allows somebody to choose to respond or not, and it avoids authoritarianism. So if you say, can you close the door? Most people will turn around and close it. So that's a conversational postulate. The next one is an extended quote. Extended quotes are some of my favorite hypnotic language patterns. So an extended quote is delivering a message in the form of a quote, but inducing trance before it in the way that you deliver it. So here's an example. One example would be, the other day I was talking to John, who told me that his cousin Bill had met somebody, I think his name was Max, who said, you can understand this information easily, and you can really get it if you pay attention and really focus on how you're going to use it. Now notice what happens is I can deliver whatever message I want within the quote, and the effect in the mind of the listener is they begin thinking about who told who what, and they get lost until they get the message that's being delivered. That's an extended quote. There was a brilliant extended quote utilized by George Bush Sr. when he announced war on Iraq in 1990. And his entire speech was done in quotes. Just brilliant, brilliant speech writing. So I'd like to read to you that speech so you can hear how he utilized extended quotes to deliver exactly the message he wanted to deliver. Now remember, the war in Iraq in 1990, most Americans believed that the war was only about oil. So he came out and delivered the message he wanted to through quotes. Let me read that to you now. He said, "No president can easily commit our sons and daughters to war. They are the nation's finest. Ours is an all-volunteer force, magnificently trained, highly motivated. The troops know why they're there. And listen to what they say, for they've said it better than any president or prime minister ever could. Listen to Hollywood Huddleston, Marine Lance Corporal. He says, let's free these people so we can go home and be free again. And he's right. The terrible crimes and tortures committed by Saddam's henchmen against the innocent people of Kuwait are an affront to mankind and a challenge to the freedom of all. Listen to one of our great officers out there, Marine Lieutenant General Walter Boomer. He said, there are things worth fighting for. A world in which brutality and lawlessness are allowed to go unchecked isn't the kind of world we're going to want to live in. Listen to Master Sergeant J.P. Kendall of the 82nd Airborne. We're here for more than just the price of a gallon of gas. What we're doing is going to chart the future of the world for the next 100 years. It's better to deal with this guy now than 5 years from now. And finally, we should all sit up and listen to Jackie Jones, an Army lieutenant, when she says, if we let him get away with this, who knows what's going to be next? Now, by the way, that entire speech was delivered through quotes. He was delivering exactly the message he wanted to deliver, but through somebody else, which displaces resistance to the message. Brilliant speech writing. So that's the power of language mastery. Now, all of those things taken together, by the way, the greatest speakers of all time have been masters of language. I've actually done an analysis of the greatest speeches of all time and the hypnotic language that they used. I've broken that down so that we can teach it to other people. So all of these things are learned skills. By the way, it's the speechwriters that are brilliant, but the people who give the speeches are the ones that go down in history. So that's hypnotic and enticing language. And as you go out there and begin to practice these patterns and practice them over and over and over again, you may find that you begin to make new connections at both the unconscious level and at the conscious level that will allow you to begin to utilize these easily without even having to think about it consciously. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy for you to do. Not that they would just come out of your mouth flowing as if they were natural. I don't want you to think that necessarily, but I do want you to realize the ease with which they can be installed at the unconscious level, such that would allow you to find yourself saying something brilliant. I mean, not immediately, but certainly within the next few days. Something brilliant and enticing and persuasive, utilizing hypnotic language right now to help to install these tools at the unconscious level so that you can find yourself taking your life in a new direction, a direction of power, a direction of purpose, with the ability to communicate with others in such a way that changes are made at the unconscious level right now. Changes, new neurological connections are opening that will allow you to move beyond the excuses of the past into a bright and brilliant future. Okay, now here's your assignment. Before listening to the next CD, I want you to write down at least 5 examples for each of the patterns that we've discussed here today. Find the section in your manual, and you'll find the examples of each. And I want you to write down 5 examples in the context in which this is important to you. So if you're going through this series for your business, write down 5 business examples or 5 ways that you can use each pattern in business. If you're going through this for coaching and learning how to coach others, write down 5 examples for coaching. If it's for personal development purposes, write down 5 examples of each pattern that can be utilized in your interpersonal communications to develop synergistic relationships. Now, this is a challenging assignment, but it'll be one of the most valuable and rewarding that you'll do. So enjoy the hypnotic language patterns. Have fun with them. And remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.